you're listening to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy with sex therapist Lori Watson and couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews. And we're talking today about penis size and how important that is.
Yeah, I'm ready to jump right into this conversation. Let me tell you what.
Okay.
I'm not nervous at all.
Tell us why men are so hung up about this, so to speak.
Well, why we're hung up about being hung. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, I think that it is, we are constantly told that bigger is better.
Uh-huh.
Right? Just with everything, not just with your penis, but with your muscles, with your performance, just in taller is better than shorter.
Yeah. I was just thinking that.
Like, there's just all kinds of messages that we get from very early, just very early on, that it's important. And I think comparisons, just happens naturally in the locker room, at school, any place comparison is just a natural part of the human experience, right?
Right.
And so just in the same way that sometimes I hear that, women compare their looks to each other or to other things like that.
Or their breast size.
Their breast size,
bigger is better there too.
I mean, that's just another message that bigger is better.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think too, for little boys, they're comparing their child penis to their father's penis, right?
That's right.
So I think that's kind of the root of insecurity of, I'm not big enough, I'm not big like daddy, I'm not competent like daddy. I mean, I think that's the beginning of this anxiety about it.
Yeah, or at the very least, it becomes a goal or an identity of how we know we've achieved manhood when our penis is bigger than, it was when we were little, on the little boy penis. So it's just ingrained. It's just something that, as I said before, it's hard to even articulate because it's so intertwined in the male brain. Yeah, it makes it difficult to think that it doesn't. When we hear it doesn't matter, that is something that is just almost incomprehensible. It's like you're speaking another language about that. So
do you think that men, obviously if they have a new sexual partner, maybe they feel anxiety then, but do you think that they feel anxiety about their size when they're with sort of a constant partner, a partner that they've committed to? And do you think they still think about it? Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But they haven't it's a done deal. She's already seen it.
I think it's just constant, especially if there's any sexual issues that emerge in that committed relationship, because then it's one of the thoughts is almost always going to be, if I was bigger, this wouldn't be an issue.
Wow.
If I was a bigger, she might want me more. If I was bigger, and I don't even know if all the time that these are active conscious thoughts, but they are, if we dug down deep, so to speak, I think some of these things would be there.
But some sort of undercurrent, some underpinning of anxiety about size for every sexual problem you're nearly talking about. Desire and, her response.
And I imagine that there's some guys that would feel be confident there, but I think by and large, there's anxiety. Mm-hmm. Commonly there would be anxiety about size.
And I think that women are, they don't think about reassuring a guy about that, their partner. They don't think about saying, hey, you're great. You look great there. I mean, that's kind of too overt.
Yeah.
I think, women, I know men are afraid that women are looking, sizing them up, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't think many women particularly are observing, a guy's bulge or his, how he looks in his jeans, just outside. And then when they're in the bedroom, they might be very appreciative and that would make a guy feel really good.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of women don't think to say, hey, you're just
nice
right
package.
Or you're fantastic. Yeah. Nice package. Nice package.
Yeah. Do you think that it's seen as too big a stroke to the ego, so to speak?
I think if women realized what a stroke to the ego that would be, they would be more willing to give it. It's that they are socialized to not be as overtly base and sexual in the way they talk about it, they might say, hey, you have great abs or I love your arms, but I don't think women are necessarily saying, I just love the way your penis looks.
Yeah. It's going to be a big self-esteem booster. I think that if women can get there to the headspace to be able to do that, man, like, yeah.
To be that like, direct.
To be that direct.
Nice package.
The nice package. like you're, even just complimenting how big it is. Like it just, it's going to go a long way to improving your sexual relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
That's great. I know a client used to call her husband's penis by his middle name. Like, hello,
yeah.
Melvin.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, she had fun with it. And
yeah. Well, because that is, I mean, that's what guys do anyway. So, I mean,
sure.
And so that's just played into that fantasy, really. I think that's going to be a huge turn on for guys.
I think just saying that women don't comprehend the intimate, personal relationship that men have with their penises. You know?
Yeah,
they really don't.
That's right. It's a good thing to call it a relationship. Yeah, it absolutely is a relationship. Yeah. It's probably one of the closest.
I mean, the naming of it, the anxiety over it, the constant, you know, pressure of it, maybe the comfort of it too, you know?
Yeah.
I think all of that. But okay, what if the guy is really not that well endowed and he knows that, or what can they do, and you know, how does he go about approaching sex to gain confidence as a lover?
I think that there are things that recognizing that size does not make the lover.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and that's basically the old saying. I mean, you got to work with what you got. You know, like there's
that's right. It's not what you have. It's how
those
you use
those
it.
Pills that they sell at the convenience store that promise extra length and more girth are
totally not true.
Not true. Right?
There is no way to gain length and girth.
And somebody is making money hand over fist from selling those magic beans. So
yeah.
So you gotta. There's got to be a level of acceptance, and I think most guys have. But I think like knowing that. That's not holding them back from performing in the bedroom or from satisfying their spouse. I think that is key. I think they got to know that their lover is satisfied.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of men, the joke that I hear is, you know, I'm 9 inches and all that. And I think that most women, again, it's not about length. Probably if they had a preference, it would be about girth.
Okay.
Because where she feels the most is the first 2 inches of her vagina. So, you know, you know, 4 inches, you're kind of good to go.
Yeah.
You know, basically that's where she has feeling. That's where her G-spot is. And
that's
where she receives the most stimulation. It isn't necessarily length.
Okay.
I think that's kind of psychological in his mind more than it is physiological in her vagina.
Yeah. So even just knowing that information would seem to be important then. Like that's knowing you got, you know, 2 inches and you're good, like that's
you're good to go.
Right. But there seems to be other things too that you can do. I feel like we've talked about a lot of these before in other podcasts, but they're probably worth mentioning again, which one of the big ones is just learning your partner, right?
Yeah.
And learning what satisfies her, learning what it is that she needs and being willing to do those things to help her get aroused, to help her orgasm.
And most women don't climax through sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
I mean, only 15% of all women do. So his size in that is kind of irrelevant.
Mm.
You know, they don't necessarily need something particularly from him. They need good technique.
Yeah.
They need focus. They need somebody who's good with his hands and maybe gives great oral sex.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably more important than his penis size.
See, I hear you say that it's irrelevant.
I know,
I'm not believing you. I mean, I'm sitting across from you.
You're male.
It's hard to believe that.
Right?
But I do, again, like that understanding that and believing that and embracing the other elements of sex are important, right? Like
I think so too. I mean, a guy who is, you know, sexy and that he's good at seduction and he can tease her and, I mean, that is a billion times more sexy than thinking about his genitals for most women.
Yeah.
You know, I would say any day of the week, women would take that over a huge guy. In fact, in terms of the huge guy, I hear probably 30 times to one a complaint about a guy who's too big compared to a complaint about a guy who's too small.
30 to one?
You know, Adam, I swear to you, probably 3 times in my whole practice have I heard a woman say, you know, he's not really big enough, you know, or I'm having trouble feeling him, or you know, because he's small. And I know he's small because I've been with other men. I mean, three times. Okay. And I've been practicing, you know, in psychotherapy for a very long time and in sex therapy for 16 years.
Okay.
I know. Right.
I'm
you're
going
like
30 to 1.
yeah, because too big, it doesn't actually feel good either. I mean, it produces pain problems. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and so intercourse is not everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that that is so
for
difficult.
For most women, it is
what
not
you're saying,
even
like it's not
the thing.
Yeah.
You know, touching and foreplay and lovemaking outside of intercourse is how she climaxes. So she can be very satisfied through technique that has nothing to do with sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
And usually most women say, yeah, that's where I get my satisfaction.
Yeah. And that's just being a good partner, right? And so being a good lover, it's focusing on your partner more than you're focused on yourself, right? Which seems to be what that is. When you're anxious about size, you're focused on yourself and not focused on your partner and how you're going to be a good lover to her.
Right, right. I would say two men who worry about this, you know, they could keep their bellies flat because kind of too much belly absorbs the length of the penis, you know, so they definitely want to be as in good shape as they can. You know, 90% of women talk about men's abs as being really sexy. And I rarely hear women say anything about a man's penis.
Okay.
I mean, rarely. And I talk to women every single day about sex, and they never say, yeah, he's great. I love the way he looks, his shape, his color, his size. Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, crickets.
Okay.
Nothing. But they do say, you know, he's in great shape. I love his abs.
All right.
You know, I mean, I just...
Okay. Well, that's 100 crunches tonight then. That's you just filled my evening. Thanks, Lori. All right. Everybody out there who's listening, we'll be doing crunches. We'll be doing
every
crunches
man
tonight.
Is doing crunches tonight.
You want to make
planks
your
and crunches.
Planks and crunches. You want to make your penis longer. Sit-ups, men.
Look
get them in. Get them in.
Okay. You know, we've talked about just some practical workarounds. But again, it's the manual technique, you know how to arouse her, great oral sex. I mean, that is what women want. So no matter what size you are, you can be a great lover.
Yeah. I think that's one of the key takeaways as we kind of go into the break, right? Now, what we're saying is that it doesn't prevent you from being great in bed.
Exactly.
Right? It doesn't prevent you from having hot sex. It doesn't prevent you from pleasing her. It doesn't prevent you from performing well, all right? And there are ways to do that. So size, well, I'm going to say size matters, but it's not all that matters, right? I can't let it go.
I would say for some women, size matters. You know, for some women that have, you know, they need something, okay, that does. But I just doubt they would be in committed partnership for very long if that was, you know, a problem. And even if it is, there's a workaround. So we'll come right back from the break. This is sex therapist Lori Watson and couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews with Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy.
Wanting sex again. How to rediscover desire and heal a sexless marriage by certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Each chapter is designed to fix one of the problems that cause low libido, from early marriage through the childbearing years, even all the way through menopause. I've also had men read it and tell me that for them it was the most hopeful thing they read about resolving sexual problems.
Look for Wanting Sex Again on Amazon.com. You can also talk to Lori Watson for therapy in person or via Skype.
I offer couples counseling and sex therapy, and I think about both aspects of the relationship, emotional intimacy and sexual technique, and that combination together helps marriages be happy.
Improve your sex and improve your relationship with Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Find out more at awakenloveandsex.com and sign up for their next couples retreat weekend hosted by Lori Watson. awakenloveandsex.com. Awaken what's possible.
Welcome back to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy with sex therapist Lori Watson and couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews. And we are talking about Confidence.
Confidence in your in the size of your penis. We're just embracing it, right?
That's right.
We're just accepting it.
Crunches and confidence.
That's right. Uh-huh. All right. All right. So we have, there's a bunch of other things that we have to offer, right? Not to take care of your anxiety, because I don't know if it's ever going to go away, but to at least perform in spite of it, right? To not let it dominate your sex life.
Yeah.
Or keep you in.
But we do want to encourage female partners to say something really positive.
Yep.
About Mr. Ed.
Or the little general. Or little sergeant. Give him,
give him
a promotion every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
But we've talked about this before, Lori, but I think it's worth mentioning that porn has so saturated our society.
All right? Yes.
And we've talked.
I'm glad we're talking about this part, right?
Yeah, right. Because this, listen, porn lies. Porn is a liar.
Porn is a lie.
And so when we're looking at porn and comparing ourselves to porn stars,
yeah,
like, we're going to fall short every single time, don't
Absolutely.
You think?
I mean, because they are actually choosing kind of more freakish members to, you know, to act in these films. And I think so many men do see porn. And no wonder men are anxious all the time.
Yeah, because comparison is the killer of joy in a lot of things, but especially in penis size.
It is.
It's the killer. So, like, we have to kind of start to move away and recognize that that's where we've gotten a lot of our expectations as well. A lot of our expectations for what the penis should look like, how long it should be, like,
how big it should be. Yeah.
Like, it's just, porn is not common. Like, it's not the
how
norm.
Long it should last, how long an erection should last.
That's right.
You know, and what sex should look like. I mean, we get lots of false ideas about real sex from that. But you're so right. I mean, that is just has got to be a pervasive anxiety, you know, because those men don't represent men in general.
Yeah. Exactly. And so it's.
But that's what other men see. Yeah. I mean, that's what they see. Yeah,
that's the only way.
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking about the fathers, the little boy. I forgot about the daily porn out there that men are comparing themselves to.
Yeah, it does almost come almost daily. And so, like, guarding against that and recognizing that. Over and over. That's not normal.
And I mean, I think women compare themselves to the bodies, absolutely. Not necessarily on porn, but the models, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely know what it's like to feel body insecurity.
Sure.
I just think that women don't look at their genitals very much. So either A, they don't incorporate them. And I think women have a lot of angst too, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But,
not for one minute. But we can be sympathetic. Yeah. Not for 1 minute saying that. I actually think, you know, body image messages get sent to women much more than men. So yeah, absolutely. But as far as it comes to when you're talking about why is the size of the penis so
important to men,
like that's
and
one
why
of the
are
reasons.
They so anxious
and why are they so anxious about it? It's coming, a lot of that is coming from porn,
because they're like comparing themselves to these images that are unnatural. I mean absolutely. So, you know, I think that being open to experimenting and flexible sexually, you know, if your partner, your female partner says, hey, I don't feel you enough, and hopefully she says it that way, you know, maybe a toy.
Okay.
I mean, there's certainly dildos out there that could be fun. I work with a tremendous amount of prostate cancer survivors who don't have great erections anymore or erections at all. So about a blow to their body image and their self-image, because then their penis isn't working at all and it doesn't grow. I mean, all of that can be really traumatic.
Sure.
But certainly they can be great lovers. Mm. And again, erection is different than orgasm, so men can have orgasms separately.
So incorporating other things, toys, dildos into it, that can be really helpful.
Yeah, and there's like a condom out there. There's a lot of different condoms that toy shops sell, and you can get them on Amazon. You can actually get them on the web, and that's a little more private.
Yeah.
But they can add girth. They can add length.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, because you did say before that girth does matter. So
to some women, not to others.
Okay.
If there were one dimension that was more important, it's circumference versus length.
And you're saying that there are things that can help that, though. Doesn't change your girth, but it does if that's an issue.
Sure.
If she's not feeling you completely, then that's something that you can look at.
Sure.
And doing different things.
Maybe when you're having intercourse, you put a finger in at the same time, because it's about stretch. So the vagina might respond to a good sensation of stretch. So that's one technique. I would like to tell a story about, though, this patient that I saw. And the woman came in. She was fairly critical of him and his size and what she didn't like. And they had been married for quite some time. And fortunately, this was post-pregnancy. And so I said to her, you know, so you don't feel him as much. And she's like, right, I don't. And I did send her, and I don't want to pathologize women who don't feel a man who's not, you know, the size that she wants. But in this case, there was a question in my mind, because previous to childbearing years, this had not been a question. This had not been as big a problem. But now, after children, you know, she was saying she was more disappointed. And so that kind of gave me a clue, like, oh, maybe something has changed in her too. And I sent her to a PT, a physical therapist. There are women out there, or physical therapists out there, not always female, but they do women's health physical therapy. And basically they work with the pelvic floor. And it turns out that the woman had had nerve damage vaginally through childbirth. And so they needed to do rehabilitation. And I think her own sense that, oh, okay, there's nerve damage that is making it not feel the same or feel as good, I mean, completely unwound that thing, you know, and made them able to cope better together and find a solution.
So what I'm taking from your story, Laurie, is that one of the things that we shouldn't do is be quick to blame the penis size for what's wrong in the sexual relationship, that there's other things that we need to explore first.
Yeah.
As well, right?
I mean, it doesn't. I think any two bodies can have great sex together if people are willing to be flexible and do what it takes to give each other pleasure. I mean, if they can get over that somehow or another this means a dead stop because he's not as large as she's used to or she wanted or she needs to feel. I mean, okay, there's workarounds to that. If what they really want is to stay together and be sexual and have an exciting sexual life, they can do it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, people, when they're young, they don't realize that so much about sex changes.
Yeah.
You know, so much, you have to be flexible as you age and as you go through different stages.
Yeah, so those anxieties that we have early on, like this one, can really stay with us for, you know, a long time if we're not flexible, if we don't adjust, if we don't begin to kind of just come to acceptance and become good at the art of lovemaking, the art of sex, the all the different components that go into it, right?
Yeah, and I think, again, it can't be said enough that men need specific sexual reassurance.
Yeah, in this area,
that they make them happy, that they make their partners happy.
Yeah.
So you can't say it enough, and I think that goes for any sexual partner.
Yeah, and well, for sure. And there's the reverse for that as well that we've talked about before. You know, but for men, like, I hope women can get over some of this too, because that's what I've heard from women before, is that he just needs to get over it.
He just
needs to get over his performance issues or his anxiety about his size.
Yeah, but the way he gets over it is some sensitivity too.
Yeah.
On her part. That would really help.
Yeah, and then some just all out acknowledgement.
Kindness.
that's not an issue, that she's attracted to him.
Yeah.
Right.
But he looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
This has been a fun conversation, Laurie, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm ready for it to be over. I've enjoyed this.
You and every other man out there is like, oh, enough already.
I've enjoyed this, but before they turn us off completely, we can only handle so much talk about the size of our penis, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. This is your host, Laurie Watson, sex therapist, and my co-host, Dr. Adam Matthews, who very kindly today has been super willing to talk about penis size, and we will get back with you next week. Thanks for listening. Hey, help us stay on top here at Foreplay. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take one sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
Run a glass. Glickman here.
Brian Safi here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like...
What do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have... fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.